Good morning. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome to worship for Sunday, December 25th. Both those who are here in the sanctuary and those worshiping with us at home. Today is going to be a little bit of a different service. I hope it's going to be lots of fun. There should certainly be some laughter or maybe some groans, and you'll learn about that later. But we are going to have some fun this morning. So those in the sanctuary, if you haven't already discovered them, there's a feast at the back. Please feel free to help yourself as you would like some. We're going to be a little bit less formal this morning. I'm just going to say a couple thank yous now because we don't have any announcements, having just gathered last night. But I thank Rosie and Nate for helping us with some technology this morning. Malcolm is leading our music today, so thank you to Malcolm. Thank you to Jen, who will be leading the voice. And to Owen and Ian, who prepared the goodies, and Diana, who's doing scripture reading. So we even have people here who didn't have to be here, so that's even more wonderful. And I'm glad you are here, and we get to worship together on this Christmas morning. All right, we will start with our call to worship. Those words will be up on the screen, and I'll invite you to stand if you're able. Christmas Day is a time for rejoicing. Rise and shine, for our light has come. The time of waiting is over. Amid all that is still wrong in the world, we proclaim that God comes to us in Jesus Christ.
Rise and shine, for our light has come. The glory of God is revealed.
We gather on this joyful day to celebrate the mystery of Christ's love that will never let us go.
Rise and shine, for our light has come. The glory of God is revealed. Our Savior is born.
And let us pray. On this wondrous Christmas morn, God, we come to you in thanksgiving and praise. You are the God of people. You are the God of creation. You are the God who chose to come not as a rich, wealthy king or as a person of influence and power as the world understood it, but you are the God who chose to come as a vulnerable infant with parents of minimal means, of parents who loved you dearly and chose to walk in obedience. God, you chose not to rule and to teach through might, but through story and love and kindness. God, we praise you this morning for the way that you love us, for the way that you reveal yourself to us, not in the high and the mighty, but the lowly and the vulnerable. God, we come to you this morning, even on this day of joyful remembrance, in confession, recognizing that we look up perhaps to the high and mighty more often than we look around for the low and the vulnerable. That too often through our action and inaction, through our words and our silence, we are not focused on the right things. We are too often focused on ourselves. In short, God, we sin. And when we do that, we know it causes you pain because it causes harm to your creation. So God, we come to you in forgiveness, grateful that you have already offered your forgiveness to us. If we only take it, you rejoice with us like a sheep who is lost and is found. Thank you, Good Shepherd. We also come to you this morning, both in person and online, to praise your name and to pray. And so we thank you for these words that you taught your disciples. We say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
My friends, hear the good news. We are a loved and forgiven people. We worship a God who is overflowing with mercy and with love. And so, my friends, we have been forgiven to come into God's kingdom and to do God's work with him. And that, my friends, is good news. Amen. I am going to invite Owen up, and he's going to read our scripture.
It is the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. Let us hear the word of the Lord. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning. Will the fuel for the fire? For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Our second reading is from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world he was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Owen. So that reading from Isaiah, we often read on Christmas Eve, but we read it this morning, and both Isaiah and John have this idea of light coming out of darkness, right? It's why we light the Advent candles. As we get closer to Christmas, we have more and more light. And we are able to see more clearly. We don't often read the story of John because it's not the story we're used to, right? It's we're used to Luke talking about angels and shepherds and Jesus in a manger. We're used to Matthew talking about Joseph and his uncertainty of what to do, and then later the wise men who come. We'll hear the wise men story next week on January 1st. But John, we think, already had those stories. He already knew that the essence of what had happened when Jesus was born was already well known. And so John chooses instead to connect Jesus to all of creation, right? He starts his book the same way the book of Genesis starts, in the beginning. But instead of in the beginning, God created the heavens of the earth, we hear in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then later here, we hear that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John wants us to understand that Jesus wasn't just this piece that kind of appeared, that Jesus was part of a continuous story. From the very beginning, he was there, right? If you remember, the way God created was he said, God said, let there be light. Jesus was the Word, right? Jesus was essential to creation and then essential to salvation when he came as a person. So in this idea of thinking about all creation as it connects to the Christmas story, I found when I was looking for the book that I read last night, I came across another book called Manger. I'll admit every time I see it, I read Manger before I read Manger, but it is called Manger. And the woman who put it together, or the editor who put it together, picked different poems that were written from the perspective of animals that might have been at where Jesus was born. Probably some of them weren't, maybe some of them were. But imagining what would happen if they could have human speech and thought, how might they respond to the birth of Jesus? They wrote it for Christmas Eve, and so the introduction says this: Christmas Eve, midnight. God grants all creatures, big and small, the power of human thought or speech to welcome and comfort baby Jesus lying in a manger. Here are their responses to God's gifts. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to have our own responses to God's gifts through these poems. So around the sanctuary and in the quiet room are 5 posters. So there's one over here by the Hope banner on the wall. There's one at the back, right before you go through the doors. There is one by the Christmas tree. And there is one sitting here on the communion table. And there is one in the quiet room. And each one has a poem and an activity that you can do. In addition, when you're at the Christmas tree, if you missed an opportunity to add a link to our prayer chains that are on our tree, there are extra pieces of paper there, and there's a stapler. So if you would like to add, if you'll remember, they go from bottom to top. So hope, peace, joy, love. And you're welcome to add a prayer to any of those, even if you did it before. If you'd like to add a prayer, you are welcome to. The instructions should all be clear. There's a little bit of technology in the quiet room, which means Nate will be your assistant, and he will help you with the technology there. For those who are at home, do we have the QR code for the screen? Or no? Did we forget it? We forgot it. Okay, that's okay. If you got the email, you will find an attachment to the email that has at-home activities that you can do. If you didn't get the email, my suggestion would be to spend some time maybe listening to your favorite Christmas carols, maybe open a few more presents if you haven't done that yet, chat with your family about what you love the most about Christmas. The screen is just going to have the title screen for probably about 15 minutes. We're not going to rush through this, all right? Take our time, enjoy it. When it's time to come back, you will hear Malcolm start to play some music. That will be the point where it's time to gather, and then we will sing a song to come back and finish our worship. Does that make sense, my friends? All right. If you have chosen to give an offering, the offering plate is up here, and the activity up at this at the communion table relates to giving. So that is where you can do that if you so choose. All right, let's worship God through movement and activity. Please be seated and welcome back. I hope you had a little bit of fun with some of our stations. And those at home, I hope you were able to participate as well. I will say for those who put stars on the tree, I'll leave it up to you. You're welcome to take them home, put them on your own tree after, or you can leave them here, and they will stay up for, I think, one more week before all the Christmas stuff comes down. Because, of course, Christmas has just begun. Today is the first day of Christmas out of 12. So the other things we were doing here, we were looking at some jokes, because we love to laugh. I don't know if anyone came across any particular good ones that they wanted to share. Yes, Rosie?
What do you get when a T-Rex sneezes?
What do you get when a T-Rex sneezes?
Out of the way.
Out of the way. I like one that Owen found, which was, what do you get when you mix an elephant and a fish? Swimming trunks. Not very Christmassy, but very fun. Anyone else have one they remember they want to share? That's okay. There are others. They were all groaners. It was a book of Christmas cracker joke books. So that was all. We got to listen to some Christmas carols. I hope you found a couple good ones, thanks to our choir. That is the sum total of what we recorded over two Christmases of COVID. So it is all fun. All right. Maybe I will close this part with trying to remember. There was one in here that I like, but it, I will read this. So this is the rooster. This was one that wasn't part of the setup here. Though it's not dawn and stars still blaze, I who announce the start of days, feel the need to crow to herald a tiny prince who'll change the world. That's by Joan Bransfield Graham. So that is our opportunity and our response to the goodness of God as he came into this world, is we can go and we can crow and we can herald and we can share the goodness of what God has done. Let us pray. Gracious God, it is a joy to be part of this community. We thank you that you have placed us in this place at this time to do your work. We thank you that our work extends beyond the walls of this church, into people's homes, into our community. We pray, God, that we would be a blessing to those that we meet, that we would herald you through kindness and good deeds and care for one another. As you said, they will know us by our love, and we pray that would be true. God, we want to lift up those for whom Christmas is not always an easy time of the year. I think particularly of those who are grieving, especially those whose losses are very fresh. But Christmas is a hard time for all who have lost loved ones, whether it was many years ago or just recently. And we pray for your comforting arms and the gift of good memories to help make it through this time. We pray for those who are feeling lonely, who do not have people to spend Christmas Day with, and we pray that they would have connection and be reminded that they're not alone. God, you know those who have hard times this year. And we lift up those names in our hearts and in the quiet now. We thank you that you know the very groanings of our hearts and that you answer our prayers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we leave this time of worship, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. In Jesus' name.